Ah, Portugal. There's so much to do, but so little I feel like I have to do when we are here. Talk about a foreign feeling. When we are back from vacation, let's make sure we are still on track with our investment plans. You know, just in case we want to retire here.
With Vanguard Advice, no matter what your retirement goals are, we can help you get there. That's the value of ownership. Visit Vanguard.com and explore Vanguard Advice. All investing is subject to risk. Fund shareholders own the funds that own Vanguard. Services are provided by Vanguard Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best, Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
How long did Jesus Christ remain on the earth after he was resurrected?
I think 40 days.
What is it? What is that? At?
I don't know.
Well, how do you know?
Well, let's see if I can find it. Acts 1:3, to these he also presented himself alive after suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God, about when he was taken to heaven. 40 days, there it is. Found it quick and slick right there, Acts 1:3. You know, computers are awesome. I can find stuff so fast. I love computers.
Number five.
Is it a sin for men to have long hair? And if so, why?
No, it's not. In the Old Testament covenant aspect, in the culture of the time, it was not right for men to have long hair because it was a symbol of being feminine and mixing the genders. And so they weren't to do that. But Samson had long hair. So it was a cultural thing that was going on. So now it's not an issue. If you want to have long hair or short hair, it doesn't matter. So it's not a sin just to have long hair or a sin for a woman to have short hair, because the hair was a crown of her glory and it was to be covered in the context of the culture to symbolize subjection in the issue of the Lord and in the home. A lot of that is rebelled against today in the subjection issue, but the head covering was a symbol of that submission. So today it's not a symbol of that submission, so we don't have to do that.
Number four.
Yeah, there are all kinds of theories, conspiracy theories running around the Illuminati, the Masonic Order. There actually does look like there's some actual Masonic infiltration in the government and in the area of the Capitol. There are Masonic symbols and various things out there. So there are presidents who've been Masons, and they have a hierarchical structure there along with oaths that must be taken when you get higher levels of Masonry. And they are ungodly oaths. So, you know, how much of it is true? I don't know. And there's Bohemian Grove. People have heard about that. There's, like I said, the Illuminati. I remember once, this is for real. This is not a hearsay thing. For about a year or so, I'd be driving down a road and it'd be a Mormon ward or a building that was empty or whatever. I would just get this impression, go walk in, and it'd be empty. There was nobody there. Mormon church, Mormon ward. Just walked up and pulled on a door and it opened. Just walked in. And I was the only one in the entire building.
Okay.
And I would never, you know, do any damage or anything like that. But it was just things like this would happen.
Number three.
And I had a girlfriend at the time. This was before I got married. And she was doing Job's Daughters. And so next door was a Mason Hall.
What's that?
It's just like a girl part of Boy Scouts inside of Masonry. Low level and not a big deal, but she was a nice person. And at any rate, so I went over to this building that was close by. It was Masonic Hall. I just pulled on a door and opened up. No one was in there. And I walked around. And I still remember it. A lot of these red chairs everywhere. And there was a pulpit kind of thing, platform elevated about a foot or so. And it was about 6 feet wide. And I walked into it and just looked around. And there were these books, which I thought of stealing later because of what they said, but I didn't do it, of course.
Number two.
I opened up these books and I fanned through them. And one of them said, Jesus is not God. Actually made a statement. Yes. I go, that's weird. And why would they do that? And then they said some other things about Jesus. And then I closed. It was fanning through the other one. And they said, I just fanned through. It took me a few minutes and I found this thing where it said that Christians were a problem. and that they need to be dealt with. It wasn't those exact words, but it was the Christian movement that was hindering the proper development of the country and politics and varying things, and they needed to be dealt with and restricted. And I remember reading this.
Wow. Book.
Oh, yeah. With my own eyes. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Where do you come down on this when somebody says, is Ravi Zacharias in heaven or somebody like him?
Yeah, it's tough because of his sexual immorality and very bad, very serious. So from a distance,
right.
I can't tell you, because I know that people can be trapped in varying sins and still be saved. And I'm not saying that, you know, hey, it's okay to be, you know, to be bad and be a Christian at the same time. But on the other hand, you know, if you say you know him and don't keep his commandments, truth is not in you and you're a liar. So one of the things, if I were sitting down interviewing him, I'd say about this issue, I'd say, is it wrong? Do you believe it's wrong what you've done? Yes, it is. And I really struggled. I really failed. Well, that's a sign of regeneration. He says, well, you know, God understands. Then that's a sign of non-regeneration. So it's hard to just say so. But generically, you know, it makes me doubt if he was really saved. But I can't say if he was or wasn't. He's either with the Lord or he's not with the Lord right now. But someone in that kind of a position who should know better, who is gifted in his speech, yet was used by God, it's certainly possible he could have been an unregenerate individual who was just good at what he did. But it's also possible he was regenerate and fell into bondage and God took him home.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.